move that time first. Okay, so just to finish up, and we want to move on to Chulin, and then we want to move on back to the Shkita issues, but okay, the topics are very important. So with regard to Katan, I think mostly we've done what we need to do about Katan for now, but again, we definitely will have to revisit Katan in some respects. And just to, basically just to sum up, what we've seen is that basically there are three issues when it comes to Katan. One issue is the issue, we could say four issues even, when it comes to Katan. One is the issue of being a bar zvicha, bar mitzvah, and again the question whether or not that, we need to equate him with Akum in order to exclude him on that basis. He may be Aser Lechol Leveilos because he has Kedushas Yisrael and all of that, but maybe you need somebody who has the capacity for a Kiyum, for the Matir, also to work, or just, somebody who's a Bar Das and can create this kind of even quasi Chalos. So maybe that doesn't depend directly on the Kiyum HaMitzvah, but may depend on the same thing that excludes him, the Kima Mitzvah, excludes him from generating this new status or stature for the Basar, and that we're going to get back to, of course, as well. But anyway, so that's one perspective, and that's connected to that Levush, and trying to be Miyashev Levush. And, how you explain, obviously, if you take that view, that there's a fundamental exclusion of a Katan, again, it's even better to say that about Cheresh and Shota, frankly, than Katan. Also be a reason to break them up. It would be reason to think that Cheresh and Shota don't even have God Lomid Ogava, and maybe Katan does. I discussed, mentioned that, the Rabban, and the question of the Girsa. But if you don't, meaning if the halacha indisputably is that God Lomid Ogava, let's say that a Cherem Roenos or a Gadolom Oved El Gabov is going to work, even though you have a fundamental exclusion, so that upgrades significantly either a Cherem Roenos or a Gadolom Oved El Gabov, whatever it is, probably makes it into a Gadolom Oved El Gabov, and establishes it as something that has great capacity to supplement. I mean, obviously it's more than just, a little hashgacha. Obviously, some of the heavy lifting is being done, whether it's in the Maisa of, even, or being the Tzuruf to the Maisa, certainly on the Das level, that's being done by that, and that's important to know in general because, that's a big issue. We know it doesn't work in Kiddushin, we know it does work in Gittin, it doesn't work in Tfilin, there's a question whether it works in Matzah Lishma. And it's a fascinating question, and it's a big, big issue in the halakh. But anyway, that's one perspective, and that's the perspective that most would underscore, that Shechitas Chulin, again, is, from the world of Kadshim, or either way that it's a chalos, it's a matir, it's much more than, a physical, or even just a, more narrowly defined halakhic action. The second perspective is, again, overcoming that doesn't take much, meaning in the end of the day, I will still argue, that Shechita is all those things, but since Katan is somebody who is Asur bin Adela and has Kedushas Yisrael and is Asili Day, godless and Bar Shechita and so on, so it's just not expressed that way. So just sort of make that part of it perfectly clear. In the other extreme, the only problem of Katan is the problem of either Baltashkis or Kilkul, and how far you go with those things is an interesting topic, but that's obviously a more technical question, right? When people are observing, how closely are they observing? How reliable is their even close observation? How much, there's a little bit of a halachic question here. How much shmira, I guess, do you require, in this situation, given cheskas isur and so on?
But that's, again, that's a very different kind of a question. That's certainly the majority view of things, especially Gadol, Yochel Aminas Yadav, and the Mumchius in the halachic part, and, the emphasis on Kilkel, and so on. Or Baltashkis, as we discussed, and, again, what about, Lekelev, and, Gzeira, all those things are halachos, and you need to know them, but they come under a very different category. In the middle, between all these two things, we have the question of Nemanus. And that's an interesting question. On the one hand, it seems like, in terms of the nature of Shechita, it seems like a more technical question. The Shechita isn't a problem. The problem is the Nemanus. And, of course, that is very much the case. And then you have to plug it in to a bigger question of Nemanus, as we discussed. Ein echad neman b'isurim, b'ischazik isura, generally, is ein echad neman. And in its Chazak Yisurah, that's a debate in the Rishonim, possibly Machlokas HaSugyah, certainly the way the Rashba understands it. And or if you hold that Yachon HaBisurim is not Ne'eman in its Chazak Yisurah, then somehow you have to explain that this isn't a typical its Chazak Yisurah. That gets into, now forget about Katan, that gets you into the Gadol discussion of this, namely, what about Biyado, and different, there's the immediate biyado, the present biyado, the past biyado, even the abstract theoretical, what might have been past biyado. Like, how far do you push biyado? What is it? And is it a neutralization of Chazkas Yisur in the way that I mentioned the other day, making it more like a Gili Milsa or a Milsa Davino Ligluye? Or no, it's a Din Bifnei Atzmo, and how far do you push that, etc. That's with regard to Gadol already. That's a big, big discussion in the Rishonim and Gittin. And in the halacha, right, how you believe the gedolim, if you don't have eidos in shechita. And that's part of that discussion. Very, very important. It's added element in ktanim, because ktanim should not be neman et echonem b'surim. Again, the question arises in nashim, the question arises in ktanim. The default view is that, why wouldn't nashim be nemanos in et echonem b'surim? And that's certainly the predominant view, although there are those who are cholet. But in the case of ketanim, of course, it's the opposite. The default view is that a katan should not have sufficient nemanos, freidacha nambisurim, and it seems that the Gemaras support that in Ksubas and Psachim and a bunch of other places as well, that it's only bidrabanan that we really believe a katan. So the fact that deidacha nambisurim could be the problem in shechitas katan bin olivein atzmo seems very reasonable, and it is probably the majority view, in these poskim like Meshach and so on and so forth. Question is, if you don't think it's a problem, if you take the view that Beino Leveino is good b'di'eved b'ma'amin yadav b'yachal amin yadav b'mumcha, so what do you do with that? So Meshach himself quotes the Rashba in Mishmeres Abayis, who seems to say that maybe you could apply the din of chazaka, here. But the truth is, and again, we'll get to that in general, whether you need eidach hanem bisurim or the chazaka can substitute for that. That's an important issue. But the truth is that the Rashba isn't talking about katan sheshachat. Rashba is talking about, sholach biyad katan, the chazaka, what you give him is what he's going to, deliver. It's not so obvious to me. The Shach thinks that it's the same issue, and that if you apply chazaka there, that you could, or rover chazaka there, that you could apply rover chazaka here. I personally think that there's room to be mechalek, and therefore it's not such a davar pasha. But either way, both when it comes to gadol and possibly also when it comes to katan, maybe another approach, and this is what I was discussing the other day, especially for Gadol, is to discuss to what extent is Chazak Yisura, and the need for a high level of manus, really applies to Shechita. To what extent things are omeg miyos shchutim or not. And I think that, as far as that is concerned, the evidence is very mixed. And again, it's going to touch on, this from a kind of Wasserman and Amnenezer thing that we want to just add to the mix as well. Namely, what is the default? How much of a hurdle is Behema Bechaya Bechaskas Iser Kayemes, Eber Menachai, Nevela, etc.? There's a certain, as they say, dialectic in the relationship between Nevela and Eber Menachai and the Heter of Shechita, you know, that, you know, makes, you know, the past and the ability to override it, on one hand, more formidable, and at the same time, you know, since it's one or the other, they're kind of in a fluid continuum, you know, maybe maybe the laws are more kal in some cases as well. And this, again, touches on the Taz's point, where the Taz is basically saying, you know, why according to the tour, right, that the Katan is believed, they know that they know, and that's a line in the day in the Orzeru as well. Like, why is it different than, you know, than other mnemonios, you know, for which he is inadequate? And the Taz's answer, which would also be an answer, by the way, to the Yitzchazak Yisurim problem for adults, according to some, is that Harei Shchuta Lefaneinu. The difference between Tfilas Kelim and Shchita is Harei Shchuta Lefaneinu. And that's the point I was trying to make the other day, that, you know, those who don't like that answer will tell you that Shkuta Lefaneinu isn't really, you know, significant, because the real question is, you know, whether it was a perfect Shkuta Lefaneinu, right? And if you don't have, you know, a chazaka or the other things to back it up, so, you know, you still have hovering over you the formidable, you know, either Eber Menachai or Nevela, you know, factor. But maybe what the Taz is saying is not that. You know, maybe there's a Maisa Shechita, maybe if there isn't a, you know, clear Heter or a Chalos Shechita, or Chalos Shechita, maybe, you know, maybe Shkuta Lefaneinu does really have some sort of status. So that would help for both of those things, but it raises that question. Agav, Aaron brought to my attention something curious, namely, go ahead. That the Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Aleph, when he talks about this sif, and he talks about the range of views. Yeah. So, wow. I mean, it's, again, it's a perush on the Shulchan Aruch, which is a continuum from the Torah. You know, and on that Perush of Shulchan Aruch, you have the, you know, the Nosei Kelim all trying to, you know, figure out the view of the Torah. So it's a little shocking. We don't really know, quite know. I guess it sounds like either he has a different read on the Torah, or it's his way of saying, like, we completely discount that view. It's like, you know, bottle, you know, maybe it's like our next topic. It's bottle, varov, and it's Nasa Keisar, you know, I don't know. But it is a strange phenomenon. And usually the Aruch HaShulchan is very receptive, not necessarily halacha l'maisa, but, I mean, it's a, you know, it's really a perush on the sugya. It's a halachic perush on the sugya. If you look at the, you know, now in the new Aruch HaShulchans, they, you know, they now break them up according to the sifim of the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah? You have that one in front of you? It doesn't really matter. I'm just curious. I'm saying the one you saw? I mean, it used to be a challenge back in the old day when they had the Ksav Yad of the Aruch HaShulchan. No, not really. It was still block letters. But, you know, before they did these new newfangled ones, so you couldn't always find, you know, the Aruch HaShulchan on the right place. Because unlike, you know, the Magen Avraham and the Taz and the Shach and the Sma and so on and so forth, right? It's not a perush, you know, on each sif. It's the Aruch HaShulchan on the Siman, basically. And, you know, because he's looking more at the sugya, everybody looks at the sugya, but it's written more from the perspective of the sugya and the Rishonim, and then, you know, the postgame, even though it's a sefer psak, so he sometimes reorganizes and whatever. So just interesting. In general, he is more prone, you know, to and receptive to quoting like the range of shitos than, let's say, some others who are more focused on the narrower, you know, psak. So he's also interested in the psak in the end. But it's just written from a different point of view, just a different kind of a book. Again, it's just misleading because they put it now in such a way. They made it easier to find things, which is mostly a good thing, but like all good things, right, it shouldn't blind you to the, you know, the initial, like, you know, character of the book, which is reflected sometimes by little things like that, you know. Anyways, so it's very curious that he kind of is in total denial of this tour. Maybe he just found it to be totally unacceptable. I don't know. But it's a phenomenon. Right. Hard to understand, because it's not just the tour. It's also some Rishonim, although it's certainly a minority view. But it sounds like, you know, where, maybe in the Bardic or whatever, where was he? Was he in Bardic? Where was he rabbi? Anybody there? I don't know, maybe there was like, you know, this like little rebel, cotton rights, group that were trying to, you know, instigate. So maybe this is his way of saying, you know, b'shim panim va'ofen, you know, this is not what we do, you know, at all. So I don't know, it's just very curious. All right. Anyways, so that is, that's with regard to Katan, and we need to get back to it a little bit later. Now, having said that, just very, very quickly, so the problem of Katan, of course, is these three, the Bar Zvicha, the Kilkul, and the Namanus, and in all three there's something to say. There's two or three there's something to say. But of course it also highlights, as we've already discussed, the role of Kavana and Das, you know, both the Omer al-Gabov part and the capacity of Katan, and maybe the denial of the, you know, the Aruch HaShulchan. Maybe just like such a forceful chalos shechita, maybe we should look at that. Maybe he's like really into shechita, you know, being a matir, you know, and so on and so forth, such that, like, you know, this is practically like Gittin v'Kiddushin and, you know, Lishma and Tfil. So, you know, you may think he says that, but no one says that. No one thinks that. I don't know. But whatever it is. And we know from the Sugya and the Pyud Beis and Daf Lamed Aleph that the status of Katan is, you know, caught up with the question of Kavana and Das, and with the debate between Rav Nosson and the Chachamim, and with the requirement of Maisa or Koach HaGavra, etc. And that makes it just a very important issue, a very important topic. So I just want to spend a couple of more minutes on that topic because it's a massive topic. But just a few quick ha'aros. Number one, the question of Gadol Omer Agab that we discussed, Tosis, and I mentioned the Rashba and Yud Beis about the connection to Shlichus. And we will speak more about that, but not for now. But I made allusions to a couple of other things. I just want to elaborate a little more. One was the question of the relationship between Nafla and Ipila. And again, this, to make it just quicker, all I want to get from this, you know, without going and being exhaustive and going into detail so much, is that, you know, between saying that, you know, you require significant das, you know, in Shechitas Kulin, and saying that it's, you know, a mechanical or halachic, you know, defined state, you know, that, you know, of course has, you know, has rules, but, you know, once you follow those rules, you know, it's a mechanical halachic, you know, action or state or consequence, and therefore, you know, there's no additional requirement of kavana as long as you've done it or it's been done properly. Between those two things, one of which highlights, you know, shechitas that are kind of an avoda, if you will, you know, from the world of kachin, and the other of which, you know, sees it as just, you know, what you need to do to make sure that it's like peros and yarakos and that it's not nevela anymore. I don't mean it literally, but you know what I mean. Between those two things, I'm trying to show that there is also a range. And we know this already. The question is, in that range, what is the is this range about some level of kavana, or is this range just, you know, technical requirements for it to be considered shechita and shchuta? Right, and that's really the question about, you know, how do you look at the requirement of koach gabra and the exclusion of akum and the possible, you know, if there is really one fundamental exclusion of katan, right? And how do you look at the levels in between requiring significant das, which would even eliminate cheirim roinoso and maybe even omid al gaba, but still require, you know, some sort of a kavana, you know, implying that it's more than a mechanical action. So, for example, what is the status of, maisa hagabra, right? So, again, it's clear that, if a maisa kof did the shechita, or if somebody was mufka from the parsha, you know, that's not called what we need it to be called. But is it so clear that nafla miyado, which the Mishnah says is puzzle, right? Is it so clear that that's, you know, definitely not koach gavra, right? On the surface, that might depend on the relationship between what and what. Azriel? Nafla miyado. Saying whether nafla miyado is so clear, it's not koach gavra, you know, with regard to this question, might depend on the Melech? Say again? Well, that too, I mean, that's part of it. That's just a restatement of what we're saying. But in a bigger way, depends on? Kocho Kagufo, you said? Okay, that's a good as way to say it as ever. As any, but for anybody who was here last year, which is why I asked only the last year people. Right? Yeah, I mean, the questions of, like, Eishem Mishem Chitzav, Koko Kigufo, the status of gravity, I mean, why doesn't it just depend on that? Grama, Garmi, right? Koko Kigufo is fine. Meaning, it's, why doesn't it plug into those topics? Okay? So the truth is, again, we saw this last year when we were doing Bava Kamma, but I just want to repeat it just very quickly. That is Gufa, the discussion of the Rishonim. So that discussion is a dual discussion. It's like, what is considered koach agabra, maisa? What's a koach? What's a maisa? Right? In this case, not a maisa kof, not a nesasek, whatever it is. And it's also a question, what do you really need in shechita? But what I'm trying to point out is that the more you need in shechita, the more likely you're moving towards, a formal, a matir action with some sort of level of das or kavana, at least, in the maisa. Such as the pu'ula, we'll call it a maisa. I'm using, like I did earlier in the year, the word pu'ula in a more physical way and the word maisa in a more legal and halachic way. So, for example, Tosin Sanhedrin, that we allude to already, and Ayin Zayin Amin Aleph, is the one that asked the question, how come that Mishnah on Lamed Aleph, which we saw in our brief travels here, in the Katan question, it says that Nafla, is no good, and the Diuk is that Hipila is good. So Nafla is gravity, exactly, right? So why is Hodetam, a Perik Beis Nechulin, Nafla Sakhna B'yadav Yishakha Tzvita Sabtsula V'diyak Tamad Nafla Hipila Kshera, Keman Krav Nasan Oboi Kavada Kasha, Nafanami Lehevaki Hipila Laman Damar Eishem Shemchitza, Imlo Nechalek B'shchita, this is Tosis, hopefully all those who are here remember it. So Tosis attacks it from an Eishem Shemchitza point of view. Namely, is Eishem Shemchitza a chiddush? Or is Eishem Shemchitza practically a hagdara of what you call it? Koko kegufo or something like that. I mean, it's practically a maisa. So Tosis says, well, if it's maisa legabe retzach and not just mazik, then it's not a maisa of the Gabe Shechita. And Tosfos' conclusion ultimately is, for those who remember it, a shocking conclusion, and that is that the whole sugya, you know, is all these sugyas, Sanhedrin and Chulin, right? They're all aliba de man da amar that we don't paskin like that Esho is mishum mamo. Okay, we don't need to revisit that. But what Tosfos throws out, which is, oh, maybe velo mistaber lechalek, maybe we should be mechalek. Okay, that's a more fruitful perspective according to some Rishonim. That's where the Rajba and the have their discussion in Torah Sabayis, and that's where the Rajba has his discussion on Lamed Aleph in the Kulin. Right? So again, if you are going to be mechalek, right, there are still two ways to do it. Sorry. One way is that, you know, to put the exception on Mazik, right? Meaning, who says in Mazik you have to be a Poel or an Oseh? You know, maybe it's enough that you're sufficiently achrayi, you're responsible, even in a causal way. Maybe this isn't called an action. It's not kochum kagufo, right? Use that expression. Right? But it is, you should pay anyway, because you're the sufficiently responsible, exclusively responsible, however you want to say it. But who says that you need a... But shechita requires v'zavachta a maisa. Or is it that really, really, if it's good enough for mazik, it should be good enough, you know, it should be a pula. Maybe mazik does require a pula. That's part of the mazik questions, right? However, maybe shechita requires even more than that. It's not enough that if there's a pu'ula, maybe you need a maisa, to use my expression. You can call it anything you want, just, you know, using those terms. Then we're saying something about shechita. And that's an important statement. So again, Reb Chaim, that was the one in Hevashchenim, right? Sounds right? Yeah. That was the one in Hevashchenim. Reb Chaim, like, discusses, like, you know, what's the relationship between, you know, shechita and other things, other dinim. That's some interesting ha'aras, or interesting lines. But it's along this kind of a question. So again, the Rajba here, on Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, similar to the Torah Sabayin, Hohi Pila Kshera, Yesh Lefaresh, there's a Deya, that he Pila Shanaf Lamiyado, he Pila doesn't mean he Pila. I mean, Pashtus Pila is a forceful act, right? I mean, I throw something, or I throw it down, whatever, right? With, I basically provide the momentum, right? And nafla means I let it drop by its owner. But the Rajma has a view, Yesh Lefarish, that Hipila Shanafla Biyado. That actually, Hipila means you let it drop. The Kol Shanafla Miyado, right? Koach Ben Das Ika. So the gravity is attributed to you. How do you know this? Again, this is, I don't want to get into the Chiddush Aron and Rabbi David Bonfil. I mean, I have a very fond, spot about that, but I don't want to get into it right now. So Kedabina Linyan and the Ra, Linyan the Zakim, right? Hoysa Eben Munachas Pecheiko. This is a Gemara that we all learned last year. Right, on Chavav in Bava Kama, the Gemara. Right, Hoysam Eva Munachas Pecheko, Velahikir Bamiola, Machanafla, right, Lean Nizakim Yechayev. So that means that even if there's no force, no momentum, you didn't initiate the momentum, that's called Koach HaGavra, or at least the Gavim Nizikin. Honik Tani Masnisa Nafla Sakin, but the Mishnah actually says Nafla Sakin is no good. How can you say that, letting it go, letting go of it is hipila? What's nafla? The answer is, this is bedokak. But the fact that he'll say this bedokak means there's some intellectual, pressure, to me, it's hard to make these distinctions. Hodik tani benaf masis and nafla, b'shach tahinu she hipilaso aruach. Nafla means hipilaso aruach? Okay. Right? Say again?
Is it Ruach Metzuya?
Oh, I hear. Maybe it's a Ruach Metzuya.
Yeah, we don't want to get, then you get into all that also. Like, you know, maybe that's also Eishim Shukritza, right? But at least the Tzipilasa was something. I want to get into Raksa. Remember Raksa? Yeah. The Yishlefarish, the Kolsha Nafla, right? Bein Miyado, Bein Shipilasa Aruach, Nafla Kavarlet. Bein Shitasak Shera, Ad Shapilenu Hu. Behind the Ktani Ha'i Pila. The other man Xera Livshay Pila, the Khindah Sarvasina Bali Tosa. Meaning these are two deos in the Rajva. Right? So again, one has a very minimal requirement, just the Pilaso or Ruach. The Shkita can't be done by the Ruach. But anything else is still considered Koach Gavra. You know, because it's good for Bava Kama, it's good for here. And the other deos, you know, it's not comparable to Bava Kama. But that's because Bava Kama doesn't need a Maisa, or because Shkita really does need a Maisa. Then you have the whole discussion of the Ramban on Lamed Aleph from Aleph. Just the Shakla V'Tarya is a little funny there. So the Rashi was trying to figure out, the Ramban in Lamed Aleph and Shkita and Kulin is trying to figure out why the Gemara needs Rava. So he has like this again, a few days, I'm just going to read a couple of lines. She'il Mole Rava, Havamina Kol Shalo Ladas, Shkita, right? Nafla Karolei. So this is, again, a very interesting, this is a Havamina. But again, you can't countenance or entertain, you know, certain things if they don't make sense, you know, given the nature of the institution. And we're interested in finding, you know, even echoes of Shkita as something more transcendent. And then, of course, then we also need to know Halakha L'maisa, or, you know, the predominant view, like, did that, you know, that, has that been rejected, or has that just been modified? Okay, that's true. But that's why these things are important. These discussions, that's why the Rishonim engage in them. Like, you know, what was the Havamina of the Gemara? So one view of the Ramah, the Havamina of the Gemara, if not for Rabba, you'd think, Kol Shelo Ladas, Shkita, right? Nafla, Karele. I mean, you knew the Das and Shkita. V'lo Karina Be'masha Tazoveach Ata Ochel, El Bezoveach Ladas, in Kulin. Right? Why would there be such a Havamina that you really need Das? Okay. And then once you have that, you wonder whether that, you know, the echo of that still isn't in, at least in the din of Koach Gabra, right? That's one line in the Ramban. The other point is that he Ikal Medak, just in the Shakra Tari, the Gemara is a little tricky. Hechar Minin Hasamu Mishum Tekam Mechavin Lishum Chaticha Be'olam I Mechavin Lishum Chaticha Afi the Rabbanan Modu. It sounds like there's a Havamina in the Gemara that, you know, there's a category called Kavana Lechaticha, you know, even for Rav Nassim, but it's Rabbanan who require Kavana Lechaticha, right? So again, this is also a topic joined by other Rishonim, especially by the Rajba. But, like, are there levels of Kavana Lechaticha? That the Gemara thought Rav Nassim has one too, you know, and the Rabbanan have more, like, Chaticha Sasimanim, and this is just Chaticha. Like, what is that? Can I mean in the Kavana Rabbanan, right, the Kavana Lizvicha, lo be'inan, the Chaticha mi'boy, be'inan. Rav Nassan lo boy klum, the notes of a kosalav Chaticha the klumi, the pure Shvashi lo, kashir achakamar, itana havamina, Kavana Shkita Shoker Shota v'katan, ki Kavana Chaticha dami. Who says that, you know, Kereshota v'katan is nothing? Right, maybe it's even without Omid Al Gavav or Akeir Rod or so. Maybe it has the status of Kavanas Chaticha. Dilechatchila mi ayesh lahen das. V'habamina d'rabbanan hi v'lotekum stama b'yichida. Maybe the Gemara's habamina is that we don't paskin like Rav Nassim. We paskin like, you know, Chaticha b'alma. And as for Kai, how could Katan work? The answer is Katan has the equivalent of Kavana b'chaticha. L'fika chutzu chatana l'shana, so yipila k'sheir l'ashminan d'lo b'inan kabana l'chaticha klal. 180 degrees. Bazev, limit alzeh, the kabana z'cher shavakatan, lav kabana hi. U'masisa rabnasani. Or maybe, another possibility, v'yesh shemachalkan b'perushon bein shem chaticha ba'olam, she's kirukan, bein kabana l'chaticha sh'amr l'kaman. There are different levels of kabana l'chaticha. As I say, the Rajba is more explicit about that. Kavana lechaticha simanim, kavana lechaticha. But again, in the end of the day, what is all this about? Right? Is it really about, you know, just the pu'ula of shechita? Right? And about eliminating something that is less than koach gavra? Or is maybe even koach gavra itself? And definitely these other levels of kavana, they're really about how shechita works as a matir. You know, and the fact is that it's a mitzvah, it's a matir. In the world of kachim, where it comes from, right? You need kavana. You can't be misasek. So these are the little echoes. So these are some of them. And then, of course, the final one that I just wanted to mention is the Ramban in the two places, which I mentioned already. I just want to reiterate it. Just also focus a little more on the language in the Kula. And that is the language, the issue of mitzvos trichos, kavana, and the relationship between that and kavana b'shchit. So again, in Rosh Hashanah, in the Mochamos, the Ramban initially discusses this question with regard to shchitas kadshim and the fact that you need some sort of kavana, and it can't be misasek. And he discusses whether or not that fits in, whether that implies that mitzvah strich is kavana or not. But that's in the context of shechitas kadshim, even that's kind of nechudash. So he has here, let's see if I can find it, this is the whole sugya on Chatches in Rosh Hashanah, the topic of mitzvah strich is kavana. Yeah. So, see if I can find the line. Very small print. Oh. Yeah. V'afagav d'nis'asek b'kadshim pasol. Hachanami nis'asek b'mitzvos l'kula amala yatza. Now, filaman da amar mitzvos ein srichos kavana, kavanas tkia bi'inan, ubekad shimnami bi'inan kavana shchita. Aval kavana, the mitzvah, bekad shim lo bi'inan, umishmachi la borditu lo by kavana, Rabbi Yeshua. Bilar blah by kavan, baltosif, whatever. That line in the Ramban, so it seems to be troubled, you know, how could it be that if you're paskin mitzvos ein trichos kavana, tokeh l'shir lo yatza, so how could it be that misasik bekadshim is possible? Right? Says the Ramban, that's not a good question, because even if you hold mitzvos ein on trichos kavana, it doesn't mean you're allowed to be misasik. If you're misasik, right, that's not just lack of kavana, right? That's a bigger hafka. Why is it a bigger hafka? Again, you know, we could get back to the whole Rabbi Kineger question. Namely, maybe it's not considered even a pu'ula, or at least a maisa. So, you know, where it's not a kavana problem. But the implication is, but if you hold mitzvos srichos kavana, then probably, you know, that that extends. But basically, he's equating mitzvos strichos kavana, ein strich kavana, but you do either way need misasek, that it shouldn't be misasek, to shchitas kach. However, in the continuation of the discussion, on the next page, at least in the old printed Ramban, the Zainot based on the Dape Rif, here he seems to connect the problem of mitzvos strichos kavana, mitzvos ein strichos kavana, to Rav Nosson and the Rabbanan. Which is fascinating, because we paskin like Rav Nosson, but the Ramban, both here, and we'll see in a moment, and Kulin, seems to be very respectful of the position of the Rabbanan. Well, I mean, why not? But I think unusually so. I think this sheet of the Rabbanan theory struck a chord you know, for the Ramban. Why not? I mean, the Ramban is a huge, ardent, you know, advocate or proponent, you know, of the role of Shechita being, you know, outsized or you know, significant. Remember, Bereishis, Noach, Achrimos, in all three places, right, Shechita got, you know, connected to Noach already. Right? And then in Re'eh, Kasher Tzivisicha. Right? So, on the other hand, we had the defense of the Bahag, but we tried to show that even there, you know, that's a defense of the Bahag. You know, the Ramban is very, very enthusiastic about Simone Kashrus not being counted, but he never, ever, you know, challenges the Rambam on counting Shechita. He just explains why the Bahag does it. So, the Ramban, you know, is definitely someone who mostly seems to projecting Shechita, you know, from the world of Kachin and as something which is a matir, but a what I call a significant matir, not just a technical or practical matir. So it's not so surprising that when he talks about the Mitzvah Kavan on the next page, Okay, Perish of Brachos, Perikai Kore, Kasim Kalash and Azet. Am I missing it? Yeah, no, I got it. Okay. Ubitkias Shofar, Ifsika Tzricha Kabanas, Shomeo Mashmia, Ubenida Shenansa, the Tabla. Looked at the rabbi, ubishchita kida amar ba, iba yisema. Avol ikar kala the kaamar hacha, lo pasik, umasnisim, the hayakore kiv the slika di tukma the korelagia hachiaski. So it seems here that the Ramban is suggesting that the debate about nida and the debate about shchita. In Achanami are connected to Mitzvah Srichos Rainshi. But in Chulin itself, that's the line that I read that other time, but I just want to go back to it because I think the language is so powerful. Here, the Ramban disentangles the question of Mitzvah Srichos Kavana from the question of whether Nida and Shechita require Kavana. But again, he does so significantly in both directions. The pligi Rav Rabbi Yochanan b'tfila shelo b'chavana, who pligi tanoi, right b'shita, dafka b'mitzvos halolu shein matirin. First of all, he calls tvila and shechita mitzvos. Okay, you make a bracha on them. Dafka mitzvos halolu shein matirin v'yesh b'hem hechshel l'davar acher. So I also think that's an interesting line. V'yesh behem hechshel l'davar acher. It's not just that it's a matir, right? Meaning there's, I think this is the Ramban's way of saying, this is a, you know, significant or significance suffused matir, like we were saying. Tvila materis isha l'bala, u'shchita materis basar l'achila. The enon ba'atzman davar shebechova, doesn't say they're not mitzvah. But they're not davar shebechova, right? Which we know. Avol b'shar mitzvot shechova yiboy kavana lotzais b'lav or lomai riklal. Avol plutus etanoi v'amarei achrini hi b'psachim b'baros v'shana. Avol shaychi b'anach v'shmaitin klav. Avol bein l'rab, bein Rabbi Yochanan, but lotzais b'lav or ikamar, ikamar. V'lamar makshirin kili tvei de b'maisel talin rachmana v'haisavidle. As one view will say, mitzvos strichos kavana, because they're kumbase, and there's a chova to do it. Right? So a mitzvah chova requires kavana. But the matir, which is a mitzvah, but which you're machshil l'davar acher, b'maisa talinu v'hoyis avidle. It's more about the physical action, or maybe it's about the legal action, but the point is, maybe the kavana, since it's latzeis yedei chavaso,
Now that's a requirement not of even of the Maisa, never mind the Pe'ula. It's a requirement of the Kiyum HaMitzvah. So maybe it's the requirement of Kiyum HaMitzvos that are Chiyuvim. But to fulfill, to be effective, and maybe even to fulfill the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Shechita, right, that depends on the Pe'ula or maybe the Maisa, but not necessarily Kavan. Teda, the Nafla Min HaGesher, Tehor Lebeis on the Rav, Vila Misasek B'Tkia, L'Divrei HaKol HaYatsa. Kivit L'Mechaving with Tkia Klau. But then he has Ulamar, Afila Yarda L'Haker Lo Tahara, V'Dilma B'Tokei L'Shir Sfir L'Yatsa. But you could also go the other way. And here he doesn't mention Shechita, but since he's bundled in both places, Shechita and Tfila together, and in the Gemara they're kind of bundled together in these two sugyas, Yud Beis and Lamed Aleph. So he seems to be saying that we can envision that, you know, if we're talking about Kavana L'Mitzvah, that Mitzvah ain't Tzrichos Kavana. But to be a Matir, which is Machshir Dover Acher, for that you need some sort of Kavana. That's an amazing idea. That's the idea that we're looking for. That's the idea that, you know, this isn't a physical matir, even if it's done properly, or physically done, halachically, physically properly, but it is something which is some sort of a transcendent halachic action, even, and therefore requires kavana, even if it's separate from mitzvos, tzrichos, kavana. That's what I want to say. Yeah, Josh?
Yeah, just to make this point, in many ways, like Rav Nathan over the Rabbanan, I think is a bigger proponent of the Shita school and Yeshiva such an idea than the Rabbanan are.
Why?
So I wouldn't feel the need to say that the Rabban has to be compelled by the Rabbanan, because they say actually the opposite. They say if really we're going to learn the Davasta from Kachem the Chulin, we
right.
Take it all the way. The fact that we don't, maybe
who's saying they should take it all the
way? Rav Nathan said that. You should have said that you need the fullest level of Kavana, the same.
I mean, you're adding that in, maybe. I mean,
that's what he said. You know, he explicitly said that part. I didn't add anything to that. He said, Chatichas Kavana Alamah.
Right.
Kavana Chatichas Simonim wouldn't suffice if really we made the decision.
Right.
You should. I say his rejection of it isn't so much saying that we don't think Shkita Kach, Shkita Kulin, and Shkita Kach. But it may be more of an internal.
Why wouldn't it be that then?
Because if really the Kavana, the way
I mean, I don't think it has to be again.
The way I understood the reason.
I'm saying, why do you think Rav Nathan is more of an advocate? Because of the possibility that you should need everything.
Yeah, meaning.
And therefore, the rejection of it is
shows an internal decision.
I mean, it's an interesting way to look at it.
Right.
Again, it justifies, you know, my comment of the other day.
Even more.
About you. No, I'm saying.
No, I
hear it. Meaning I hear it. But it's definitely not obvious what you're saying.
I'll say this one.
I mean, you're saying.
It's obvious to the point that.
You're saying Rav Nathan says it's all or nothing.
That's what we're talking about.
And an all or nothing kind of person is always. You know, always looks at, you know, the alternative, you know, in a very serious way.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that you know, when we say nothing, that we're really saying, you know, everything.
No, but the question now, why do we say there's something?
No, but I don't think it's, I want to make it clear. That's why what I was saying before wasn't intended to be a, you know, it was kind of confusing.
No, I know.
You know. Right. It was, meaning, I hear it, but you could totally understand that, you know, that's a little mechudash. Good mechudash. Interesting mechudash. But I don't, would you really, you know, meaning he says it's all or nothing and therefore it's nothing. Right? The Rabbanan say it's not all or nothing and therefore you need something. Right? And we're asking, we're going to take a poll, right, to see who do you think is, you know, is approximating, you know, the Kachim standard more. The person who says you need something, or the person who says if you can't get the Kachim, you get nothing. So what you're saying is,
we've often seen
maybe that's because,
you know, you can't get everything, you know, and therefore you have nothing. But, you know, and that's some, like, kind of more technical reasons. I understand. Because Lemaisa, on the end of the day, you know, I'll help you say it, you know. In Lemaisa, on the end of the day, you know, there might be dinim of, you know, in the dynamic between chulin and kachin, as cheftzas, you know, there are good reasons, you know, not to, you know, impose that, or maybe you can't impose that, you know, on chulin. So as much as shechita may come from kachim, right, you know, since the behema is not kadosh, we're not saying that at all, we're just talking about this, you know, this matir part of it. So in the end of the day, you can't. But, you know, and therefore, if it's a technical reason why you can't, you know, but, you know, you wouldn't have settled for anything less than, you know, than the full whatever, that's what you're thinking.
I'll say even better. There's one more argument.
Okay.
If it really came, if the reason you need to come on and touch him
yes.
came from a din and vidavachla and shita, then you'd have to say it. You'd
no,
have
I understand.
To say
I understand.
Because well, it, no, because it comes from it's being part of the Dalet Avodos, because that's the only reason why you have, maybe need kavana and shita and touch him. That's why we don't say that.
Okay, I'm not sure that you have to say that either, but. Okay. I mean, but actually, we're saying, you're saying
that's
probably the same. But I'm saying you, so I think it's a good, I think, you know, if do I think that that is, you know, a reasonable, you know, svara? The answer is yes. I think it's like, what?
I'm talking for more than reasonable.
Oh. No, I think it's an interesting reasonable svara. I don't think it's like, you know, dochak or, you know, like, you know, not, you know, like I can't dismiss it, but it's totally doesn't make sense. I think it makes it's. I think it's an interesting way to look at it, and a legitimate interesting way to look at it. But if you ask me, do I think like it's a 40% way to look at it, or like a 35% way to look at it, or like a 60 or 70% way to look at it? You know, I don't. I mean, I think that more likely, you know, because again, the Rabbanan are very reasonable. They'll say, listen, there are some aspects of Kavana here that have to do with the Ma'isa Shechita, and we can't, you know, which comes from the world of Kachim, and therefore has to have a certain Mamad. However, you know, just as the other standards of Kachim, and then also, then the world of Kachim takes over its own standards, and those come from a different, from Lishma, and from other things, and Kedusha, and whatever, and therefore you get, you know, bumped up, you know, even higher. So the important thing is, how can you talk about a shechita that comes from the world of kachim, you know, which is a mechanical act and doesn't require kavana? That's inconceivable, right? But that the level, you know, or that there might be more stamma in one and, you know, whatever in the other, although I guess that gets to, right, Moshe's thing. Maybe there's more stamma in the kachim, right? But I don't want to get to that right now. But do you understand what I'm saying? Right, so I guess that's why I'm hearing what you're saying, because I wasn't thinking that at all, and I think it's a good ha'ara. You know, I don't think it's the... Hearing it doesn't change my mind that you know, midrabanan nishma l'rab nasan is a little bit going on in the Ramban. Because I still think it's more likely that Rab Nasan is closer.
Right.
But I do think it's an interesting, you know... It's definitely a very different way, you know, and a little bit of an eye-opening way to look at it.
Because also, as much as I'm bought into the Middah, wouldn't it be even better if, like, the Middah was within Rav Nathan himself? You know?
It might be better. I'm just saying, if you ask me whether I, you know, how likely I think it is, you know, I'm trying to be fair about it.
Right.
Okay, good. So that is, was another question? We're good, yeah.
Okay. Clarifying the first Ramban of why you'd be more makil by Makshir than by regular mitzvot.
Why you'd be more makil?
Yeah.
Oh, because I think what he's saying is when you have, you know, mitzvot shrichas kavan, so you need kavana latzeis yedei hamitzvah. But maybe that's true only, you know, when it's a more imposing mitzvah, meaning a mitzvah schova. You know, not if it's a matir. Maybe it's not a mitzvah at all. Maybe it's just a kiyum, right? It's not a chiyuv a mitzvah. Again, remember, going back to our original ideas, right? Kesef Mishnah had the formulation, and we were trying to explain it, that, you know, kishe yirtza, then it's a chiyuv. And I was trying to say, like, Kishiyirso is stage two already. When does, you know, can you make stage two, stage one? Like, oh, this is our new reality. It's Kishiyirso. I was saying at the time, only when there's a real chalos, the Kishiyirso, like you're wearing the beged, you know, so al pidin, that's like a status in halacha. It has arba kanfo, so now there's a chi. You know, can you say that about shkita? I'm not sure. Right? So it's better to say, not a chiyuv, it's a kiyum. Or, it's not a kiyum, the mitzvah is in the derech, in what it highlights. The things that we've been saying. As opposed to saying it's stama matir, even though it's a halachic matir, or even less, that it's a, you know, that it's a nisra asay, a labu b'chal asay. So I think what the Ramban is saying is, listen, at the end of the day, it's not a chiyuv mitzvah. And therefore, it doesn't need mitzvah trichos. Again, it has a little to do with, for sure, it spills over a little bit into, like, mitzvah trichos kavana. You know, in general, like, mitzvah trichos kavana is about, you know, relating to the action, or it's really just a din in kavana's kiyuma mitzvah? You know, is it a kind of, if you hold mitzvah trichos kavana without it, there's no maisa? It's a big issue. Right? That turns it at the higher level and therefore becomes a mitzvah. What's the relationship between kavanas, kavanas asiya and kavanas lotse sidea mitzvah? Right, there's a big discussion in the Rishonim also, like in the beginning of the second parak of Brachos, right? It's one of the, you know, akore there. You know, we talk about, you know, kriyashma or tefila. You know, mitzvah's kavanas identical with kavanas hamilim. You know, and the same question, the parallel question. Mitzvah Shrikas Kavana is parallel with not being Misasek. Like, you don't know it's best, like the, you know, you don't know it's Pesach right now when you're reading the matzah, when they force feed you the matzah, or you're reading the matzah. Right? That's an interesting question. Or you have, again, with the, you know, Leman Yedu Dorosech, and you have it a little bit. You know, with the Bach, you know, and then the Taz, like, he's saying mitzvah shrichas kavana here because it says l'man yedu d'aseichem, or nothing good mitzvah shrichas. That's kavana latzeis. So that's something else. This is kavana's habana, like to know the reason behind it or what it is that you're doing, not that you're fulfilling the mitzvah. Like so that's interesting. Like, are these the same types of kavanos even or not? That's an interesting secondary question. Yeah.
According to the Rambam, especially as a Mishnah, would you say these are all the same figure? Like shvita is just the figure of.
No, I don't. Again, I think what the Ramban says is very compelling. I mean, that you might be. I mean, again, the Ramban of Machamos is saying yes, kind of. And the well, again, he's being toled on the Machlokas. And the Ramban of Chulin, I think, makes more sense, meaning that, you know, whatever we're going to say about Mitzvah's Kav, it's a parallel argument. That's not the same argument. Because even if it's a mitzvah, right, it's still, again, a mitzvah's rishos, or kiyum, you know, or betoras, the derech, and the matir. And all of that just changes, possibly changes, you know, the need for kavana, lakula or lakumra. Right, Chaya was asking me, like, why lakula? The answer is because, you know, it's less of a chiyuv a mitzvah, and it also is more of a physical, you know, reality. Why lachumra? I think it's interesting to ask that, right? I would have thought that the question, you know, the default problem would be more like, how could you ever think you need more kavana in shechita, which isn't the chiyuv kumbase mitzvah, than in a mitzvah? But the answer for that is, again, because it isn't lotzeis here; it's to give it that more transcendent stature and status. Yeah.
It's interesting, the Akhbaran brings an interesting question about what if you have intention in Bakulin to specifically not make it a good shtita.
I mean, Kavana Lola says.
But then you end up like the Yamsa Shlomo, for example.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yamsa
Shlomo says that?
Yeah, he says something very interesting.
Where? Here in Laman Aleph?
In the second paragraph.
Your base.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He says, I will eat, you don't need Kavana, even the head yosh lowest for the shita macheres, el vasos in a fear of the chanika, near the in I shall own nickers as shita.
Oh wow.
The Garu Yoser in Upla Mala for really in the shin of Kabbalah the Vasa.
Meaning if you have Kabbalah, low, let's say. So that's of course fascinating. You know that's the parallel, big, massive, debate in the Rishonim about mitzvah Shrichos Kavana. Right, the Rishonim will hold that even if mitzvahs ain't Shrichos Kavana, that Kavana, this is a debate. Kavana Lola says, you know, that's a different story. Because they assume either, like the Netzid has this view, that mitzvahs ain't Shrichos Kavana doesn't really mean that mitzvahs ain't Shrichos Kavana. It's almost like a stama la Kavana, you know, in the mitzvah. No, but if you're mafkia it, it's not like our Belville's, you know, the Shema, the Korban, that you can't even be mafkia. Where did he go, Moshe? Is he back there? Lost him? Oh my gosh. Right, this is, you know, his bread and butter. Okay, you'll fill him in. But he was telling me that in the Shiurim, I guess, of Rav Meir Soloveitchik, or one of Rav Elbow's sons, I wasn't not familiar with the book, on Zvachim, that he talks about this Tosis. Ah, there you are. So I was saying that, you know, the Man number holds mitzvah Saint Shrichos Kavana. Some people, like the Netziv, understand that it's almost like a Stama la Kavana. But I was saying it isn't like Rav Elbow's Kavana in Stama Lishma, in Hichos Maisa Karbanos, which is like, you know, the momentum of the Hafrasha, you know, creates Lishma, whether you like it or not. Like, you can't even get rid of it if you want. I think that's very extreme. But I was saying that Moshe was telling me that in the Chidushe, what's it called, book? Shiurei Rav Meir. So, I know they put out, like, a lot of the Rav Dov Soloveitchik Shiurim and Rav Beryl Soloveitchik Shiurim. So I guess this is another son. I guess he also gave Anzvachin. So that he talks about, you know, about Stam, I guess he connects it, right? Stam al Shema to Katan and Shchita. I have to see the exact... anyways, the point is that Kavana Lola says could just be nothing, because if you don't need Kavana and it's just the physical Pa'ula, unless you need Kavana Lola says creates Masasek. And it's mafkia the ma'isa. But if you hold like the Netziv and those who say it's like, you know, there's like a stama la kavana. But if you have kavana la, let's say, then there's no stama la kavana. Right? The famous Reb Chaim argued that there's a difference with regard to baltosif. This is in the Kedusha Gracha Lashana, so the stencils, that, again, it's a little far afield, but sincere. But with regard to baltosif, he said there's a difference. If you hold mitzvos srichos kavana, this is how it goes. Again, intuitively, you might have said the opposite of Reb Chaim here. Most people would have said the opposite, but this one I like. Okay, I like yours too, but yours I like 35% to 40%. This I like 60%.
I think this point helps Strash, though.
What?
What? This point, I think, helps Strash.
I do also.
Because if you think even Rabbi Nelson...
It could just be that defects of pula. Anyway, so let me just say what he says. Reb Chaim, Reb Chaim says the following: if you hold mitzvah trying to be miyashev astira, he says if you hold mitzvah trichos kavana, right? So then, if you do baltosif, you know, shaloba kavana, right? Or you try to be mosif, shaloba kavana, then for sure it's nothing. However, if you hold mitzvos ein trichos kavana, however, kavana lo latzeis, right, is lo yatza, right? So then if you're mosif with kavana lo latzeis, you're over on baltos. Okay, everybody catch that? That's how I remember it. I'm pretty sure that's what it says. One more time. Basically, or let me explain what the problem is. The problem is, in order to violate baltosif, right, you always have to have something that is roy for the mitzvah. Otherwise, it's not baltosif. Right? So the question is, if you do what seems to be the pu'ula of the mitzvah, you know, but from a kabana point of view, in a way that the zmana mitzvah, would it work? Is that enough for baltosif? Because you did the skeleton, right? You did the objective part, you know, but you didn't do it properly enough to fulfill. So if it's not, if you can't fulfill, could you be bosit? Could you be baltosit? It's not mitzuref to the original thing. Ah, that's a good question, right? That's an open, objective question. An interesting question, hopefully. Yeah. And the Gemara seems to take a stand on that in Kopkes and Lashon. Ah. But there seems to be some evidence, you know, that's conflicting. Meaning, there could be two scenarios, right, where you seem to do the skeletal action, right, and yet you wouldn't be Yosei the mitzvah. One is, if you hold like the Mandamar, mitzvos ein tzrichos kavana. I'm sorry, mitzvos tzrichos kavana. So black of kavana is ma'ake. Right, but it's according to the Rishonim who say, and it's a debate, but according to the Rishonim who say that even if you hold mitzvos ein tzrichos kavana, but kavana lalotzeis is ma'akev. Okay, so you have a second hechetimtzi of doing the skeletal action, or if somebody looks at you, they think you're doing the action. You did the objective action, right? But you did it in a way, and you're not fulfilled. One is because you hold mitzvah saying tzrichas kavana. I'm sorry, about tzrichas kavana. I'm saying it wrong. And the other one is because you hold that even though mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana, but kavana lalotzeis is ma'akev. What's the difference? Either baltosif depends on the skeletal act, or it depends on the skeletal act in conditions where it is effective. Mimonoshah. Says Reb Chaim, that's what Reb Chaim is in the business, you know, for. But that's like a Minchas Chinuch or a Mishnah Lamelech kind of a question. A good one. I didn't even do that for that, but certainly they wouldn't miss it. But this is what Reb Chaim, you know, opened up, you know, shop for exactly these questions. So Reb Chaim was saying like this. If you hold, there's a difference between the pagam or the ikuv of mitzvos tzrichos kavana, absent kavana, and mitzvos ein tzrichos kavana, but kavana lo latzeis or kavana lehefech is ma'akev. They're two different, they look the same, right, but, you know, at first glance, but in deeper reflection, they're totally different. Namely, but in which way are they different? This is the Mashal Amad Avadam, so getting off. It's a little bit like our Rabbi Kivager. You said Rabbi Kivager? See? Very good. That was excellent. I have to make sure Josh knows that we appreciate it. The Chuvas Rabbi Kivager about Masasa.
I appreciate it.
Okay, good. And especially you're lecturing tomorrow, right?
No,
it was last week. Oh, it was last week? Oh, I didn't get the report. Okay. So it reminds us a little bit of the Rabbi Kivager and Misasek and the Sugyan Chavav in Bava Kamma also. I'll explain it in a minute. But first let me explain this. So the idea is as follows. Rabbi Chaim says, if you hold mitzvos tzrichos kavana, right, then the absence of kavana also is mafkia the maisa. What we're really saying is that kavana is an indispensable component in the maisa mitzvah. And therefore there's no baltosif either. If you do it, the hosafa b'derech, that wouldn't be a maisa, namely b'li kavana. But if you hold mitzvahs ein srichos kavana, even though you hold that kavana lolatzeis is ma'akev, maybe that's just a ikuv in the kiyum mitzvah. But it's not a hafka in the maisa mitzvah itself. Right? Now he's assuming that the requirement of kavana is something that integrates more into the physical act then negative kavana undermines it. And therefore, there'll be baltosif when there's negative kavana, but there won't be baltosif, according to the Manamar, tzricha kavana. Okay? Again, intuitively, you know, most people, given the choice, and I'm not sure that Reb Chaim would disagree with this if the evidence was, you know, was in the opposite direction either, would say the opposite. I mean, if you only measure it, not in terms of the requirements, threshold requirements, to begin with, right? But if you measure it in terms of the deficiency, you know, in kavana level, wouldn't you think the opposite? Namely, the absence of kavana, right, is more undermining to a physical objective action than a kavana lehefech? Clearly not. So what's the answer? The answer is no. But if you hold mitzvahs ein tzrichos kavana, I'm sorry, mitzvahs tzrichos kavana,
right? So then you're basically, you know, if you don't think that's just a separate requirement in an ikkul, it might mean that what you're saying is that the objective, you know, action, you know, is never enough. But if you hold that so ancient ikkul kavanah, you're saying, oh, because it's like a fortress, impregnable. You know, you can't touch the ma'isa. The ma'isa is the ma'isa. Right, so why is kavanah l'hafak no good? Well, that's ma'akev. Right? The Rabbi Kivager I was talking about was the, you know, in Masasek, you know, the Bali Tosa said there are two types of Masasek. There's a Masasek of Kol Torah Kula, you know, Miskavein Lachtoch Mechubar V'chotach Talush. You wanted to do a Dvar Iser. So you wanted to do Dvar Heter, and you end up doing a Dvar Iser. I think I said it the opposite way. That's one Masasek. And then there's another Masasek. The Masasek of Hilchot Shabbos, Melach Machshavas Hasra Torah, Miskavi Lachto Chaticha Zu, this is a Melacha, right? And it ended up, Bechotach Mechubar Acher, which is also a Melacha, but it's Lo Ola Machshavto, he didn't get what he wanted. Lo Nichole. Now, in one case, those are two, according to Bali Tosas, these are two different Misaseks. One of the Misasek that applies to Kol HaTorah Kula, with the exception of Kalad Marayas, or Kenana, and the other is a special din in Hilchos Shabbos called Melach Machshavas Hasra Torah. Says Rabbi Kivager in a tshuva the following. Is Misasek a Hafkos Maisa Aveira? Same kind of problem. That's why I'm going to use an example. Is Misasek a problem in the Maisa? In the Maisa? Like it's not considered the Maisa? Or is it a Maisa but it's a Patur Karpa? That's Rabbi Kivager's big question. So Rabbi Kivager says in a tshuva, he says, in my opinion, there'll be several nafkamina. Number one, is there any chiyuv lahaf prisho min ha'isur? Like if he's somebody about to do something but misasek, you have to stop them? Because if it's a ma'isa aveira, even though there's no korban, you should stop them from doing a ma'isa aveira. It's not just about when you get punishments, right? You shouldn't do a ma'isa aveira because it's a begam in your spiritual record, you know, in your, you know, it leaves a stain on your spiritual soul, right? That's one. Now, another nafkamina is kamalei bedrava mina. Right? Let's say we paskin like chayvei shogus, chayvei misos shogim peturim, like Tana de Bechizkia, but if you do a capital crime, b'shogeg, right, you still get the petur for the money, right? Because it's still considered kamalei bedrava mina. Says Rabbi Kivager, but that would only be true if in something like shogeg, where clearly there's a ma'isa aveira, so you did the capital crime, even though you're not getting punished for it, right? And therefore you're put them in a mamo. Great. Eclipse, what I call the eclipsing view, right? What do I think that we recently called, talked, we didn't talk this year about eclipsing, did we?
We went a lot last year.
We did last year.
A lot.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, of course, last year a lot. Hopefully not too much.
No.
Yeah. The, So, you know, you have to do the might, but if the reason that you're potter isn't because of shogeg, it's because of misase, and if misase is not a ma'isa aveira, then you're not going to be potter mi mamon, because there's no eclipsing. You didn't do the capital crime. That's why you're potter. Says Rabbi Kivager, this is like an ingenious... This to explain the Gemara in Chabad, that same Gemara that's been quoted in Bava Kama, but I'm not going to get into the Raya itself, but to explain that Gemara, says Rabbi Kivager, well, the Bali Tosas are two types of Misasek, right? So, this is how it breaks down, guys. He doesn't say the guys part. He says, the Misasek of Hilchos Shabbos, Melach Machshavas Hasra Torah, if you do that, it's Hafkos Ma'isa Aveira. And if you do that, then there's no kamalei bedrava. But if you do the misasek of Kol HaTorah Kula, right, that's just a pure korban, but there is a ma'isa aveira, and therefore there's kamalei bedrava. That's how he explained that Gemara there in the ingenious way to read the Gemara in Bava Kama. Okay?
Now, again, instinctively, intuitively, I can give another example. This is the last one I'm going to get. Instinctively, wouldn't you say the opposite of Rebbe Akiva Eiger? Right? That's what Josh came up with it right away. Meaning, if I said to you, which misasek is more likely to undermine a maisa aveira? Meaning to spill over into the objective realm as opposed to simply being the subjective necessary, you know, additional, you know, firepower to be aser. The one that is load ola makshavto, even though he tried to do Easter number one, he ended up doing Easter with chepetz number two. Right, that's not, it's a chiddush that that's misase, frankly. Right? It's true he didn't get what he wanted, but that's misase? As opposed to, I thought I was doing this dvar heter, I went to pick up a, a tomato, you know, from the ground, and lo and behold, you know, it didn't look connected, but it was connected, and, you know, chas v'shalom, I did an act of kotzer, oker davar migidulo, on Shabbos. Okay, but I meant to do something totally innocuous, which is a greater disparity, and which is therefore more likely to undermine the action. Right? Kind of the opposite of what Rabbi Kveger said. But Rabbi Kveger knew that too. So what does he really mean? What he meant was, he doesn't say it. He doesn't say any of this. He just says what he says. But clearly, reconstructing, what was he thinking? It's a very compelling thought, even though it's mechudash, and you could argue with it. What he was saying was, listen, in Opus Shabbos, the threshold for, you know, what constitutes an act or a chiyuv, you know, but he thinks even an act, is much higher or lower, depending on your point of view, than it is in Kol Torah Kula. Right? In Kol Torah Kula, this, you know, lo ola machshavto would not be considered misasek. It's only because Hilchos Shabbos is so highly sensitive to begin with. Okay, we used this last year to explain, you know, in addition, right, why Melech Machsheves Asra Torah in Bava Kama Samach Chom and Aleph, you know, can end up being a Chumra when everywhere else it's a Kula. Right. I was using Rabbi Kveger partially to explain this. I mean, according to Rabbi Kveger, the idea of Melech Machsheves Asra Torah isn't just about external ikubim or added, you know, extraneous requirements for the fee of Hilchos Shabbos. It is about defining what constitutes an act in Hilchos Shabbos. Shalom Lech Lech Shabbos HaTorah isn't the Ptur Kavana. It's a shiur in the Ma'isa Aveira or in Malacha. Therefore, what he's saying is the fact that in Shabbos we have it's much, you know, easier, you know, to establish Misasek, you know, it's much more difficult to violate a malacha, you need more purposiveness in order to be considered doing the malacha. That dictates that misasek in Hilchos Shabbos, right, is a maisa problem, but in Kol Torah Kula, it's really just a karban problem. Even though, you know, just if you examine the criterion of what constitutes misasek, you'd say exactly the opposite. Okay. Okay, but that's anyways how we get to this whole Mitzvah Shikas Kavana. Anyways, this related to your Ha'ara. So you're telling me that that's very important to put on the record. The Yom Tov Shlomo in Lamed Aleph says that even Rabbi Natsan, now we'll examine it for Josh's enlightenment, even according to Rabbi Natsan, Kavana Lola says, Kavana Lola says would be Ma'akev in Shkita. It's hard to know. It really depends on the two things I just said. I guess if you look at it from a Reb Chaim point of view, that would help. That's what you were saying. You owe him a lot. I mean, if you hold like Reb Chaim's Chiluk, right, then that would work for Josh. Or at least, but it would, again, it still wouldn't prove that Reb Nosson more than the Rabbanan. It would show that even Rav Nosson. If you took the, you know, intuitive opposite view, which is that Kavana Hafachit, or whatever you want to call it, or Kavana Lola says, is always, you know, more of a gap
and therefore, you know, more of an undermining of the Maisa than the other way, than it would. But either way, that's an important thing to know for Rav Nachman, and it definitely goes on our list. Because we're trying to figure out, oh, what about Katicha? What about the Havamina? What about Maisa Adam or Koach Adam? So Kavana Lola Tzeis, either way, is a very important... Okay, so actually doing these other stuff wasn't so bad, given that. Okay, good. Now let's move to the next point. I know we're going to have to stop in a minute. And that is just what I wanted to tack on here a little bit. And that is the question of Nevela, Abram and Achai, Ischazak Isura, etc. So, yeah, that discussion a little bit in the Kovet Saharus. Aaron, you saw it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so what's he discussing there? What's the background? You come out where? Well, there are really two problems that he deals with, that he's interested in. Also, the Avnei Nezer is interested in two problems. Nezer's before him. There are two problems that they are discussing, correct? And both in a very similar way, except I think there are nuanced differences. What are the two problems? And especially for Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, he particularly thinks it's a Ramban problem, a problem for the Ramban. Okay, so what are the two issues? The Gemara in Chulin Sabal Zayin Amud Beis. What does that Gemara say? Yeah, Toloim. Again, I don't know about the science in all of this, and Joey isn't even here, right? I guess we need a biology major. We have a biology major. Or earth science. What do we have? Rami, yeah?
Yeah, Rami.
Okay.
What?
Never heard of it actually.
Okay. I hear. So we'll
we'll
look into it. This Hitlia thing, where the worms come from. But like it's all connected to some other like spontaneous generation issues. Like there's some tough things to understand. I think there are ways to understand them, but probably not intended to be understood in physical scientific way exactly. But either way, it doesn't matter. The Hitlia, what's that? Yeah, we can talk about it. Hitlia is what is the language of the Gemara in Sabbath Zion? You have it? Yeah, the Darni de Bisra. With fish it's Shari and with meat not. Why? The line is important. That's not how he says it. He talks about the Hetzer Shkita, actually. That's why it's such a terrific... No, in the Gemara already, no? You have that? You have it in front of you? Oh, am I wrong? Oh, that's the... That's Rashi? Yeah, that's right. Okay, good. Yeah. So again, how's the line go? Maishna. Yeah, here it is. Hachi hashta behema b'shchita hu de mishtaria v'hani midzilo komahani lo shchita b'sarayu kaimon avul dagim basifa b'alma mishtari v'hani kika govlon b'atera ka govlon. Correct?
Yeah.
So it's a good line. Right? It sounds like it's tailor-made for our curiosity, our interest, right? Something about shchita is mishtaria, and this is not included in the heter, and therefore it's bisurai kai. Okay, curious. Most Rishonim, and explicitly the Ravid, but definitely also Rashi and the others, understand what's that Gemara talking about? Yeah, it's things that come from before. But before there was a Hetzer Shchita, and therefore it's pretty obvious, really. Actually, the kiddush might be more on the fish side, than on the meat side, because there really was. The actual act of Shchita had nothing to do with the, it wasn't Mitzurah to these Taloi, correct? However, the Rambam, that's where the Ravid jumps in, says what?
After the animal died.
That this is something that develops
from the basar after the animal died. Okay? I guess that's where the scientific challenge, you know, that's what Rabbi's going to report back, right? Again, whenever you do these things, we get credit. Like, Joey's now, like, he's riding high in graduate school. he's going to win us, you know, like a Nobel Prize any day. So, it's good. Yeah. So, the Rambam says that it's after. And the question is, like, if it's after, so it's like Yotze min haheter. And that should be, typically, Yotze min haheter is mutter. Right? Why doesn't it have the heter of Shechita, basically? So, what is going on? That's one problem. Okay? What's the second problem? Is a Gemara in Menachos. What's that? Basar Shchuta can be Mevatel Basar Nevela. And what about... Okay, that isn't so Mechudash. But it also sounds like, in theory, the opposite would be true, too, as long as you took care of certain technical questions, Nidamino, those kind of things, etc. So the Gemara in Menachos seems to establish that, in principle, Basar Shchuta could be Batel, too, and therefore assume the status of the Veda. And by the way, not only, I mean, the main point in the Gemara is, you know, not only Lagabe Iser, but Lagabe Toma. Correct? Okay. And why is that a problem? Or is that a problem? That's what the Gemara seems to say. Okay, for the Rambam, we know what the problem is in Kulin Samach Zayin. Why is that a problem? Or is that a problem? Well, it's an interesting thing, for sure. Is it a problem? Ellie, what do you think? How can Shechita become a Nevela, right? Especially if you don't think, you know, that it's so obvious in the world of Bittel, let's say, right, that the minority becomes the majority. Correct? And that's a big debate. Like, do we say when you have a bittul, you know, the equivalent of, you know, nefach, you know, ha'iser lios keheter, we also say, like, nefach ha'heter lios keiser, or something like that. So this is an issue that Rabbi Chanan Wasserman deals with, because he's dealing with Tosis and the Ramban, which I'll get to in just a second, and the Agmei Nezer in that particular tshuva, anyway, the one that crossed my eye, path, is about, I think I mentioned, you know, a very fascinating debate that broke out about Esrogim, or Kabim. It's a fascinating debate about identity and all sorts of ways. And one of the issues is the question of Bittul. So there were those who suggested that maybe you can be Matir, you know, a esrog that was grafted into a lemon tree, because since he karo esrog, so it's, you know, it's kulo esrog, because the lemon part, whatever it is, the lemon genes, you know, are completely batel. So then the Amnonezer says, yeah, but that isn't so simple, because that depends on this massive debate, different sugyas, different rishonim, even different balitosisim, whether or not, when you have bittul, right, you really transform the identity of the minority into that of majority. Like, it's a philosophical question, too, right? So, again, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman was concerned, thought that this is a major debate between Tosas and the Ramban. What's the debate? On what issue? Whether you say, in certain cases, Hector falls into Iser, will you say the equivalent of kama kama batel? Which is another way of saying that even if the numbers, let's say, you know, you keep pouring, this is an Avodah Zara, so again, you guys spend a lot of learning Avodah Zara later on, but even if then, you know, originally you have bittel, right, and then you keep, let's say, in case of Iser, easier, Iser is batel lehetter. Right? So the whole thing is heter. But then you keep pouring in more Iser. Right? So when you say kama kama bato, what that means is that doesn't make a difference, right? As long as at one point it's heter, which is another way of saying that kind of, I don't want to commit myself fully on this, but for our purposes right now, that the batel, you know, it becomes part of the numbers of the heter. So let's say it was like 60-40, you know, and therefore it's batel. So it's like now what you have is 100%, you know, of like the 60, and therefore it doesn't matter that you keep pouring in more and more and more and more. I mean, you could still have been mechalek at a certain point, but if there's no reason to see it, you know, as two different junctures, it's just like a continuum, so you'll say kama kama batel. So there's a debate between the Balei Tosfos and the Ramban whether you say kama kama batel only when it's iser betocha hefter, right? Or even when it's hefter betoch iser. Correct? Aaron? Yeah? Am I saying that correctly? What? And so that's how he starts. That's the background. Okay, good. Good. So then the question is, like, what is that machlokas? And I'll talk about him first, then I'll get back to Avnei Nezer. But you get the idea. The question really isn't bittul. It's a bittul question, which we're going to talk much more about anyway in here at some point. Almost like a chaticha nasas nevela question. You know? And that is, like, what happens when you have bittul? Bittul barov, bittul b'shish, you might be mechalik between yavesh, you might be mechalik between Yavish and Lach, he might be mechalik between Rov and Shishim. You can understand why. Right, but it's an interesting objective question. Meaning, Bitul Barov just is a matir, or it tells you that you can proceed, etc. Or does it really, you know, change, you know, the components? Right? The change identity of the components. So, how does that work? Exactly. The Pashtus, you know, just because I mix two things together, and even if I can say batel barov, especially if you see it more like, you know, as a resolution of a safek, doesn't mean that I've changed the identity of the mi'ur. Right? This is a big question. For example, in the famous debate between the Rashba and the Rosh, like, let's say you have batel barov, you know, iser b'tol keter. So you're allowed to eat the whole thing? At least Midrabanan is a question. Maybe even Daraisa is a question. You know, can you eat all of it? Because if you eat all of it, you're certainly going to encounter the meat. As long as you only eat, you know, anything but all of it, you could be told based on the rove that everything that you're eating is, you know, although again, obviously, the more you eat, the more problematic that becomes. But that's the din. But if you're going to eat everything, especially if you're going to eat it together at the same time, you know, then Mimanashach, Virbadai, let's say you're going to swallow the whole thing up at one time. That's a big, interesting debate. So the Rosh and the Raj, they'd call it like, do you say Nefach, Easter, Lios, Keheter? Okay, ah. So, or, as I say, can you use the numbers of the Miut to bolster the row vis-a-vis other things? Let's say a third party. That's an interesting question. Or, and vis-a-vis more of the Miut. By the way, you might be mechalic between those two things, too. Right? Anything that triggers like a reassessment to undo from the original and to go back to the ingredients, you know, will allow you to escape from this a little bit. But, all right, I don't want to get into that right now. Anyways, right. So you can see there are numerous nafkamina, or like Avnei Nezer is talking about, which is, you know, it's not enough to have a three-quarters esrog, you've got to have a full esrog. So if there's some lemon in your esrog, is it enough to say, well, it's batel b'miut, you know, therefore you can use it? Not if on any level the miut is there, but if the miut, you know, and the rove are mutually exclusive, and, well, there might be another nafkamina, are the rove and the miut mutually exclusive and fundamentally so or not? Like, it's a struggle, you know, for identity. Maybe sometimes you don't have a struggle for identity. You have this and you have that, you have X and Y, and, you know, there's a din of rov, if you want to avoid Y, but there's a steer between X and Y, they're just different. They're opposite X and negative X, right? Or anti-X, you know. You get the idea. Okay. So there might be a difference between a third, using the numbers for a third party, or using, you know, or just adding more in either direction. The kula l'chumra might be a difference. You know, it's adding more miyud at a certain point. Oh. So the Ramban and Tosis argue about kama kama batla het of tokis. And basically, it's fascinating. If you look, it's an interesting piece in Abuchan of Asserman. Basically, he sketches out like three. I think I have to finish this on Thursday, but quickly, and then I want to do Kula Matara. He sketches out, I think, like three perspectives, you know, that might justify this kind of absolutist, you know, bitul amiyut. And I think that there probably will still be nafkamina. What are the three? Anybody pick it up? Pick up on it? Are you? It's the kind of thing you would pick up on, no? No? Shai, you saw it because you took pictures of it. Like it's in your photo gallery. You know, some people saying, you know, Van Gogh's. You've got COVID to Aris. It's amazing. Yeah. Well, why should there be a difference between heter and iser? Oh, so that's a huge statement, right? No, that's what he said. So he says like this: the first thing he says is this. The Ramban's argument against the Bali Tosis is as follows: a din iser, can be batel, meaning obliterated, you know, change of identity. But a din heter can never be batel. Why? Because there's no such thing, argues Rabbi Chanan Wasserman. I don't think that everybody agrees with this. There's no such thing as a din heter. Heter is the default. Right? That's what he says? The default is heter. That's not a din. That's a metzius. Isurim are dinim. They're halakhic realities. So a halakhic reality can be batel. But a physical reality, even that is halakhically consequential, not going to be batel. The din isn't... No, din, the heter aspect of it isn't the author. Now, is that really true? Doesn't that depend on, you know, A, maybe the area of halakha? I mean, I think I understand it. I mean, I think it could be true. It's a deep philosophical, religious question, you know? Everything is mutter until it's usser, everything is usser until it's... What happened to El Hashem, Aretz, and Meloa? Right? And, you know, Kola, Nenem, Meloa, Mazah, Meloa, Bracha, Reza, Moal? I don't think that these are killer questions. Just trying to... Or doesn't it depend maybe on Sveika Drabanan? I mean, sorry, Sveika Daraisa, whether it's Lechumra, Daraisa, or Drabanan? I seem to think, I have to check it again, but as I recollect, I think there's like a line in the Chidush Rabbeinu David. Who said they learned Psachim? You learned Psachim. Right? All right?
Yeah.
So, Yud Aleph? I understand. There's some of these, you know, they move so slowly. In the Psachim, and Daf Yud and Yud Aleph, the Gemara there talks about Sveikos. Like, it's a very big Sveikos issue. Fascinating Gemaras. Sufik, you know, B'dikas Chametz, Sufik Doraisa. It was the Rav David Bonfield there. Rav David Bonfield was a Talmud of the Ramban. I think he has a line there where he really discusses this question. You know, he talks about Sveika Doraisa, Lechumra, you know, Doraisa, Drabanan. You know, is the world like default, you know, asur, or the world is default, you know, mutter? Anyways, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman is so convinced of this. Again, I don't know in the other, you have to really look, he has stuff on Machshava too. And of course, it's implicit in other things. He has Kuntres Divrei Sofer, where he talks a lot about Dinei Sveikos, some of which I've definitely gone through. But I don't remember on this point, I should really go through it again, just with this in mind. You know, like how big a... He's so certain about this idea that the default is heter. Therefore, there's no such thing as a din heter. you know, or practically no such thing as a din heter, everything is a din iser, that he doesn't even think that that's the machlokas between Tosas and the Ramban. Like, everybody's going to agree there's no din of din heter, which could be batel legamri, because, but, as I say, I don't know, Hilchos Brachos, you know, Nedarim L'Hashem Aretz Mloa, Safek, certainly makes sense to me that there could be different defaults in different areas of halacha anyway, right? You know, different mikzos of Torah, and even within those mikzos, in the end he's going to, we'd have to say something like that about Basar and Shkita anyway, right? Okay. So he's so convinced of that that he doesn't think that's the machlokas. So he says, no, I guess the machlokas is on a second point. And that is, do you say that the, you know, that the Dvar Heter will ever take on the status of the Din Iser? Which is another way of saying, first I thought it was like a fourth way, but then I read it a couple of times and I became convinced that it wasn't. It's just a formulation, but he means the same thing. Do you say that Hamiut Nase L'Rov? Right. Although, it's hard to understand what that means, frankly. Alpidin, that's the halacha. Not that the Din Heter or the Din Iser. Again, din iser can be batal. He said, that's, everybody agrees. When you're talking about heter, there's no din heter. I'm suggesting not so pashut. You can argue about that. It's a more complicated question. That's not what he's saying. But there is a Bali Tosis hold that hamiut nasa l'rov. Therefore, it becomes, it assumes the din iser, or the identity of these. And that's what the Ramban disagrees with. Okay. Says, however, you know, even the Ramban might agree with a third issue. What's the third issue? The third issue, the third perspective, and that's Rubo Kikul. Another way, this is something I always thought as well, another way to explain the equivalent of Nefach, Hamiut, Lerov, is to say nothing magical happens. You know, it's not that the din is paka, although that I think, you know, the oser or the matir is paka. It's not that, you know, alpidin, in some way, the miut becomes the identity of the rov, per se. It's that the rov, miut becomes the identity of the rov in a composite way. That instead of looking at every molecule, right, we look at the totality and we judge from the totality of the tarovet. Namely, we say the equivalent of what Reb Chaim is to call in other contexts, not as lino basarov, but rubo kikula. With the assumption, and this is why it doesn't always work, because it has to be the kind of thing where we can justify why we're looking at the kulo and not looking at the molecule that you're eating. We're saying, oh, the molecule comes from a mixture, a composite, and the composite needs an identity, and its full identity is defined by its rov, typically. Then you have rubo kikulo, and then you have the equivalent of nefach or nasa, even without the din angle and even without saying, oh, it really becomes, you know, whatever. But that, you could also understand, is a little more flexible going forward, because you're not saying the identity changed, and you're not saying the din is gone. You're saying, we judge it by its totality, but maybe sometimes we don't judge by its totality, or things changing could affect both. Okay, then his big question is, but either way, according to the Ramban, how will you explain this sugya in Menachos? Because Bishloma Rashi, who thinks that heter, you know, can also be batel le'iser, the din heter, the nasa part, so that makes sense. But if you don't hold that way, then how does shchuta, right, ever become nevela? So then he comes up with this idea. What's the idea? That he's mistapek or choker, whether shchita the din is up as a one-time matir or the basar, or it's a continuous heter. And based on this yisod, he tries to suggest, if you need a heter that is continuous, then you're not going to treat shechita as a fixed, you know, reality, right? You're going to look, you know, at the future as well. You can go back, or you can, you know, going forward, you can negate, right, the presence of the shechita. Okay, we have to stop. I don't want to stop it. I personally think that that's a bit of a radical formulation. I don't like it. Sounds too telzery to me, frankly. You know, they say like, oh, kiddushin, it's like, you know, the kinyan every minute. I'm not into that so much. But I think that the basic idea is what we're trying to say. I think Abenezer says it a little more compellingly. And that the real idea, I think, and I'll explain it a little more when we finish this Thursday, is the idea that, like we said before, Abram and Achai and the Vela are hovering over the Heter Shechita. And therefore, the matir of shechita doesn't turn basar shechuta or basar shachut into peros v'irakos. Right? It always has that history. And therefore, whenever there's no tziruf or there's something, you know, about which maybe the heter, not that you need a heter every second, it's a new heter shechita. I just don't like that formulation. But the idea that it's a matir which overrides, let's say ironically, the default in basar is that it's asur in a certain way. That's machzikim miyisa liyisa of the Rajba. Right? The matir is the davar chadash. Okay, so I'll explain how it fits in, and we'll do it very quickly, hopefully. And then we'll move on to chulin. I want to speak a day or so on the status of Tumah and Chulin in general, and of course, Chulin and Nachal Taurus HaKodesh in particular. Ready. I know we went a little late, and I apologize, but if we can.
Ready. I have the not that.